Thank you for calling HHA Exchange. Important update. As of April 1, 2025, all online support requests will be handled through our new technical customer care support portal. You can access it through all the usual channels you're familiar with for online support.
Para continuar en español, oprima 2.
If you are caregiver, please press 1. If you are a provider and have your customer ID, press 2. If you are a provider and do not have your customer ID, press 3. If you have an HHA Exchange customer ID, please press 1. If you do not have a customer ID, press 2. You have entered your HHA Exchange customer ID as 1. Press 1 if this is correct, or press 2 to re-enter. If you do, please enter your provider ID followed by the pound. You have entered your HHA Exchange customer ID as 100169. Press 1 if this is correct, or press 2 to re-enter. If you do not know, please listen carefully as our menu options have recently changed. For support, press 1 for service delivery. Press 2 for mobile app. Press 3 for patient. Press 4 for caregiver. Press 5 for visit. Press 6 for training. To repeat this options, press 9. Please listen carefully as our menu options have recently changed. For support, press 1 for service delivery. Press 2 for mobile app. Press 3 for patient. Press 4 for caregiver. Press 5 for visit. Press.
Hi, thank you so much for calling HHA. My name is Dahid. Can we start with the state you're calling from, please?
Sure, I'm calling from, well, you said what state?
Yes, ma'am.
It's a kind of a mix. Pennsylvania.
Like, is your agency from Pennsylvania?
So, it yes and yes. But the main company that I think everything is under is in New York. Can I give you my ID number? Maybe that can help.
Yeah, customer ID. That would help, yes.
Okay, it's 100169.
Okay, and can you verify your agency name?
Sure, Melissa.
Melissa is the agency name?
I'm sorry, I thought you said my first name. No, it should be under Passion Care LLC, and under that would be Family First, which is what I'm calling
awesome.
For.
Awesome, and then your name?
Is Melissa.
Family First? Yep. Okay, great. Melissa. And then what's your last name?
My last name, Jimenez.
And Ms. Jimenez, can you verify your email address?
mjimenez@passioncare.com.
Thank you so much for verifying that information. How can I help you today?
So we have a caregiver that she was doing her registration on HHA, and she kind of put the wrong information. I think she was able to edit her name, but not any other information. So I wanted to know if you can assist me with that.
Oh, of course. I'm checking here. What's their mobile ID?
I don't even think she got to that part. I have an email and a phone number.
Yeah, give me one second. Okay, what's the caregiver's phone number?
Where is her phone number? 609-676-0710.
Okay. I'm going to read this back. 609-676, and what's the last four?
0710.
See if anything comes up.
Nothing comes up?
And no results found. Nope. Okay, what is their first name?
First name is M, like Mary, Y, like yellow, E-K-A, K, like height. Micah? Mika?
Yep. Smith is the last name, dude?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second. Your portal looks flappy. Okay, wonderful. And then, okay, what is the last word for social on your file?
Yeah,
it should be 8651.
And then the date of birth?
Date of birth 11/15/78.
78.
Yep.
And then I'm confused. What are you not able to link the mobile ID, or do you need the mobile ID?
No, I need the mobile ID. The only thing is that she was entering her mother's information. So that's why I don't know if she was able. She said she couldn't update it from the app. So that's why I was calling to update it so that she can create a mobile ID and then go from there.
Yep. So the mobile ID, I have it for you. It
I'm
is
ready.
444-8851. 444-8851.
Perfect. And then her email then, that you guys have listed, just to make sure, is blessedsmith29@gmail.
Nope, this is msmith.nurse1115@gmail.com. It looks like she tried to log in with that email at 7 or 7 a.m. this morning.
So are you able to switch it to the one that I'm going to give you now?
Sure. Give me 1 second. Is that on her caregiver profile, the blessedsmith29?
Yes. Is blessedsmith29@gmail. Okay, perfect.
Yep. I'm just trying to see if she created an account with this email now. They can only have one account at a time.
Okay.
Because it's tied by their social. Give me 1 second to just search it up. Because it does not make my life a little easier. Read it. Okay, I've updated the email. Wonderful. And then we just have to link their mobile ID.
Perfect.
Whenever you're ready.
Awesome. I appreciate your help.
And then just, no problem, but do you want to do it while I'm on the phone just in case something goes wrong?
I'm having my coordinator do it. Let me see. Let me see if she's going to do it now. If not, I'm going to do it myself.
I just want to make sure nothing else is wrong.
Okay, let me go.
Before you let go, that way you don't have to call back again.
All right.
And does she work for more than one agency, or is it just this agency?
Not that I know of. Then again,
okay, because it looks like she was linked to another agency, so I just want to. What's her call?
It worked. I saved it. It didn't give me any issues.
Okay, one more. Then we're all good. Okay. Any other questions for me?
Not for now. Maybe later, but I appreciate it.
Awesome. Great.
Thank you
so much for calling HJ. I hope you have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Take care. Bye-bye.